To this meeting. This is a meeting of the select committee, and the agenda is before you. The essence of the agenda is that we are coming to consider the outstanding reports of our oversight visits in the Northwest Province. The oversight visits were undertaken during the end of August this year. And if I may just remind you, we couldn't last month finalize the reports and thereafter take them to the House precisely because of the legal advice and opinion that we were seeking in respect of the matter between the Kagiso Nomolopo local municipality and the Northwest Provincial Government. If I may just remind you, it was about the fact that the municipality had taken the provincial government to court, where it was successful on the basis that the provincial government didn't have the authority, as the court says, didn't have the authority to invoke Section 139(1)(b) of the Constitution while it is still under Section 100 of the Constitution. We had to delay the process because we needed to clarify this matter from a legal point of view. And secondly, that you are aware that we did indeed receive the legal opinion that suggests that we can proceed with the matter based on the fact that the matter is on appeal and that the appeal is going to be heard on the 6th of December this year. Now, based on that, there is nothing that stops us from proceeding with the report. I thought perhaps I must just clarify that one point. The second point that I need to clarify is the fact that as a committee, a small committee that went to the Northwest Province, on our return, we did meet, we finalized these reports, and here we are today. We are presenting these reports for your consideration. I must point out that these reports are going to be tabled and be finalized in the House this afternoon. I thought perhaps I must also clarify that particular point. Having said that, the agenda is before us. I've done the opening and the welcome in the meeting, and any apologies? Any apologies? There are no apologies, but I think we do form a quorum. We must proceed as such. The first report that we... Mpumalanga is here, Gauteng is here, Eastern Cape, Northwest, Western, Northern Cape, mm-hmm. as well as Limpopo. Substantially we are here. We are six provinces, and that we can proceed with our meeting.
So every day I am correcting in this committee that I do not have initials that include me. My initials are Z. This thing must be corrected.
I really apologize for that. Please correct this, Moss. This should be the last time. You must just give this the necessary attention. The members raised this matter on quite several occasions, and it ought to be corrected as such. I was at a point where I was considering apologies. Members are here. I see Honorable Sileku. Well dressed. Honorable Professor is here.
My wife.
Yes, Honorable Mfayela is also here.
You went to catch him.
I must tell you, I'll tell you at the end, I'm proud to be a member of this committee, be the chair of this committee. This is a very sweet committee, in all respects. It's okay. Yes. Let's start with the first item. What I'm going to do, because it has been a long time that we have not dealt with this matter, I'll summarize each report for a minute. The first one on the agenda is Madibe. Yes, you can. I'm going to be short. Madibe, it is the municipality that we attended the last one in Brest, next to Pretoria, on our way to the airport. It was in the afternoon. We had a wonderful presentation from the administrator, very energetic, and the issues brought out on financial misconduct, fraud and administration, and largely the use of gangsters in the municipality that look for tenders in the municipality. This is the context in which that was happening, and the committee overall was quite happy about the work of the administrator, and that the committee, one of the recommendations is that he needs some security to be protected because he was confronting criminals head on. I'm done with my minute. Let's consider the report. And remember, these reports were in your possession for many, many months. You know them, but I'm just recapping them. Our recommendation is that we should accept the invocation of Section 1391B with all the recommendations. I'll give you some time to think about it so that we decide what to do. Well, one of the key recommendations is that we must fast track the process of investigating irregular appointments of contractors within the municipality. Yes. And that we recommend that the Department of Local Government must put in place mechanism on forensic investigation reports, so that we ensure their findings are implemented by the administrator. And lastly, that after the termination of the intervention, we should conduct a follow-up oversight visit to the municipality in order to evaluate the impact of the intervention. Straightforward. Dr. Mfayela, and you follow, Maman.
I remember that day our concern was the safety of the administration.
Yes.
Because the situation was very hot and out of hand.
Yes.
And we raised that point. I don't know, do we have it on our recommendation?
You should be sitting here so that you capture that. I didn't see that point, that I don't see it here appearing. Even if you come to us after 10 years, we'll remind you what we resolved. The point that must be captured here is the fact that we were concerned about the safety and security of the administrator, and we said there ought to be some protection, and that we endorse the recommendations. On our leader.
Minister, I want to take it off from where you left it off on this part. That Chair, I was going to say on the issue of safety of an administrator, I think it's a critical issue that we need just not to have a weight on it, but must be more specific in terms of saying the institution that deals with investigation of safety of the person's work, there's that process that you have to follow, that the NIA should do its investigation around the issue of safety of the administrator, and after receiving such, council should start initiating e protection of the person.
Okay.
I think we need to be very clear. On the second one, Chair, I was going to talk on point 19.1.3, on the issue of investigation of irregular appointment within the municipality. And even on that one, I don't want us to end there, and then necessary steps should be taken. This thing of saying there should be a recourse when you have identified that as the fact. Chair, I don't know whether it makes sense to you.
It does.
Thank you.
All right. Honorable Zandamela, you follow Honorable Fusa, or and lastly, Honorable Mo.
No, thank you, Chair. Mine was just on the issue that was raised of security. I just want to check with regard to the administrator. Is it not that it's supposed to be the responsibility of the provinces?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think we need to correct that, because I just said, Honorable Minister said, council should, I don't know if you said, should look at that. And when we went to all these municipalities, the problem is within the council itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't give that responsibility to council. It has to be the responsibility of the province, actually, in all the municipalities where they are, where the 139 section is being evoked. Thank you.
Point well made. Honorable Professor.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to bring to the attention that if we look into the interventions and the history of the whole of the Northwest, I have been on SCOPA and I have been part of the provincial administration in Northwest. The problem lies with where we have to start and look at things is that interventions are not working. Interventions, you go time and time again, some of them 3-4 times have been under at intervention and they never recover. Because why? We appoint administrators that cannot do the job. They cannot do the job because there's infighting, but there's not only infighting in the council, it is in the administration as well. And you get that SAMU and those people make it impossible for those administrators. They instigate from inside the council and they start fighting from the outside. It is so bad that even a lady cannot do, they are not protected, their lives are not protected, they cannot go, those councillors cannot go to council meetings at the moment. So we have to look at the bigger picture of it. If we want to resolve it, we have to look at the root cause where it starts. And if we do not eliminate that, then it's not going to succeed. So I am from the beginning that I said I'm against these interventions because these interventions are going to make no difference in Northwest.
What I want us to do is that we must deal case per case.
Exactly.
We are in just a bit on our person. We're dealing
with
Madibe. I hear you and I take the point that maybe as a general way and as a general observation, we must say what do we do with these interventions in the Northwest. But specifically, our observation in as a committee, as people who went there to Madibe, is that the administrator is doing a very wonderful job. And that person who is deployed is capable, is talented, is knowledgeable.
Yeah. Okay.
That is why I'm saying let us deal with it case by case.
Okay.
And maybe at that point we'll come and say, what is the actual root cause of all this?
Mm-hmm.
What is our observation? And do a general observation about all the municipalities. I can tell you now, I presented a paper on Sunday just about my observations on 139, and I spoke to these issues that you are raising, and I can share with you a lot of information about what I observe about 139. But for the purpose of this meeting, I propose that we stick to what is on the table in respect of dealing with municipalities case by case. Thanks. Honorable Mola first, maybe you want to come back. Let's close my debate, man. Even the issue that Honorable Fesser is raising, they are applicable in trying than in Madibe. Do you understand that? Yes. Honorable Mola, you covered?
No, I'm not covered.
Okay.
The issue of...
Thank you. The issue of mayoral committee, we said they must take steps for the mayoral committee who didn't attend the meeting.
Yes.
Because it was only the mayor. And they said the mayoral committee is sitting in their offices. They are not in. They are not forming part of us.
Yes. That signals the lack of the issue of infighting within the council itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, can we close my debate if you are satisfied and go to the other one?
Thanks, Chair. But in light of what Honourable Fisher is saying, I think it's up to us as a committee, also as we continue doing our oversight work in terms of Section 139. And I think the recommendation that we're making, especially in terms of us going back to the municipality, I think we should just also have a much better way of trying to observe what is actually going on, looking into improvements and those kind of things. I think a lot also rests on us as a committee. Thank you, Chair.
If you remember very well, Honourable Members, the workshop that we had last week, 2 weeks ago, it was speaking to some of these issues, that as per our constitutional mandate, we approve the interventions. But we have not, as the NCOP, created a mechanism where we evaluate whether this is working, the reports are coming forward, the interventions are necessary, and how do we ensure that there are improvements all the time. And I think this is a matter that I want us to also come back. We'll create a way in which, in a general sense, we discuss all these interventions and what do we do with them. And then answering that question of Honourable Fesser, are they working? Are they working?
No.
Yes, we'll come back to that particular point. Madibeng, are we adopting?
Yes.
Then I want us to move. Honourable Koye?
Look, I think the issue, particularly of the safety of administrators in all the ministries, should be a cross-cutting issue. We should treat it as such. However, we also need to ensure that we tie these people to time frame. Well, this thing of having endless interventions that are not monitored in order to see if it's working or it's not working, and we leave it to the province to do that, and they will do it at their own time. So I think we should also make sure if it's 6 months, it should be 6 months, and after 6 months we must check if there is progress or not. If there is no progress, it means then the person is not able to do the work. So we need to devise other means, because our main aim is to make sure that the municipalities are functioning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm raising that in moving, in fact, for the adoption of this particular report. From my team. I'm moving, but adding those things that they should be standard things in all the interventions, the issue of time frames and the issue of the safety of whoever, so that we are proactive instead of being reactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Honorable Professor?
Thank you, Chair. I don't know if the thing is on. Thank you, Chair. I just want to say that the DA vote against it. Thank you.
Okay. Honourable Mead.
Chair, I'm moving to second Honourable Korea in accepting and adopting the recommendation with the last part of the presentation, that we should be having every 6 months a follow-up in this committee to check the progress made.
Yes.
And as well on the issue of safety, we also make it a cross-cutting issue because it's common thing these days that there are amadinsa that are set up there to attack those that bring stability in municipalities.
Right.
I have an experience in this situation as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. The report is adopted with the DA rejecting. It's okay.
Sure.
Are we a select committee of the National Council of Political Parties or we are in the National Council of Provinces? Because I don't understand this team of people singling themselves out as individual organizations. We must be clear that we are representing provinces. And here we are individual members of the committee. We are not representing us. So I think we should correct.
Yeah, can I say every member has got the right to abstain or to reject, and that we must really respect. No, it's okay. As a party, as a member, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
If a person registers his objection,
yes,
we must respect that, I think so.
Yes.
Honorable Mikalakis?
Thank you, Chair. My apologies, firstly, for being a little bit late. Chair, I would have to actually request that, because we've already been through three of them and they weren't very pleasant, but a fourth training session would really be very, very I do want to make this point that it's very important. We do not get on these reports mandates from the provinces. So we vote as members. And as members, we don't only represent provinces, we also represent our constituencies who are attached to a specific.
Honourable Mikalakis, I've already expressed that view. As members of parliament, we are public representatives. Nobody will force me to accept a view that I'm rejecting.
Yeah.
As easy as that. That's all that I was saying, and I think let's move along those lines. The next one is Twain. In Twain, if I may remind you, there were challenges of service delivery, challenges of finances where the municipality couldn't even pay third party money.
Can you remind us which is
in that sense. It is that municipality where we traveled with a lot of potholes.
Delareyville.
We got there in the afternoon at 5 o'clock, very late. We got into the hall, and we had a presentation from the administrator after the mayor opened the meeting. And after that, we had to use another road. Instead of going to Ottosdal, we went to Lichtenberg and the N14 because we were avoiding the bad roads. And we arrived very, very late in Plaxdorp. You remember that?
Yes.
That is that municipality. And then we identified issues of service delivery, of financial management, and everybody in the municipality, including the unions, were excited, accepted the intervention. They said it was long overdue. And that we made some recommendations about how we must proceed forward. Thank you very much. That's it. Do you approve? Or any comments? Honorable Officer?
Honorable Chair, this is my municipality.
I know.
Okay, so I know it's inside out.
You shouldn't.
Okay. I reject this because for the same reason that I'm telling you, it's been used for political infighting, There is no advancement in this municipality. It is so bad, people are for more than a month without water. As I sit here with the administrator, with everybody there, they don't answer the telephone, administrator included. Nothing happens according to what we have to, what you have found there. So
why are you rejecting it? I'm interested.
I am rejecting it because of the process. Of the process. It was not supposed to be placed under administration at all since the beginning, because for 10 years, no annual report table, but nothing has been done by the province. So the whole process of intervention is misused in the end, because during 10 years, nothing has happened there.
Some people are saying this municipality must be dissolved.
Even if you dissolve it and you re-elect, you know what happened in Nakamadiri?
No, it's okay. I
don't want to go into that now here. So we and you know what happened there. So it will not, dissolvement will not assist.
Then it means you must not have a municipality.
That's what it means.
Is unconstitutional.
Consequence management and accountability must be enforced.
Yes, we are all saying that. We've emphasized the point to say there ought to be consequence management. We are from Limpopo last week. It was our language to say you'll never fix local government if those who are responsible are not held accountable. And the point that was coming up very strong was even to say we must go ourselves and report these matters to the police, open cases to the police, as part of enforcing consequence management. But the question is, here we sit with a municipality that is dysfunctional, 10 years without them adopting the reports, annual reports, 7 years in a row, disclaimers. There are strikes and protests throughout.
Okay.
Water spillages across the streets. The worst part, and even myself, I was there on another thing. The municipality, because it is bankrupt, it can't even pay third party deposit. Third party deposit, I mean, you have a medical aid, they can't pay medical aid, and therefore when you go to the doctor can help you because your medical aid is not in line. If you have a funeral account, if somebody dies at home, you want to bury that person, the funeral scheme rejects you because your membership is not up to date. I'm talking to that kind of a municipality, and I'm asking the question, what do you do? What do you do in the circumstances? Because the Constitution empowers us to take actions. And part of the actions is the invocation of 139. Whether it is A, it is B, it is C. Last time we were doing C with Mamusa, and the DA rejected it, for example, saying, oh, but it doesn't work. We don't think that dissolving the municipality is a solution. We acknowledge that it has problems. We think that the B is okay. But now the B is no longer okay. What is it that we need to do in the circumstances to circumvent the situation? With the remedies at our disposal, the constitution, the laws, what do we do? Do we dissolve the municipality? Do we invoke section 1391B? Actually, personally, I want us to finish this and really talk about our observations in respect of section 1391B. I'm raising the point, you know why I'm raising the point? I'm raising the point because this committee is burdened with these 139 stories. We are a committee now of 139. There are a lot of issues that we need to do as this committee. We have not touched the issues of human settlement, issues of water and sanitation. We have not touched issues of municipalities in general, let alone the 139. Every time we are focused on 139. And this is becoming a bit of a problem. We're doing this because we've got to comply. with the constitution. For me, this is malicious compliance. But we've got to do it. That is why I'm saying that I accept the limitations. But at the same time, we need to have a discussion about the way out. Because the fact of the matter is that all these are before us, and we've got to process them. And we've got to weigh the cost against the benefit in terms of what we want to do. And at the end of the day, arrive at a point where we need to proceed. And my view is that let's proceed in the way that we proceed, but we need a discussion about this 139 story at some point and really finalize and deal with it appropriately. Honorable Sheikh, sorry, Michalakis.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I would propose strongly that I agree with you, we need to have a discussion at some point to properly formalize how we are going to go about this. I absolutely agree with you on that. But I think while we're busy with these reports, it would not do much damage for us to include steps of consequence management in the reports itself. I mean, there are people who literally bankrupt this municipality. Mm. We're going to pass a report and then it's going to never be looked at again. I was in the SCOPA meeting where they looked at the audit outcomes of some of the municipalities, and the two Free State municipalities that had the worst audit outcomes were the two that were under administration. And it was said in SCOPA, much to my own embarrassment, that in the previous parliament, the COPTA committee, despite the fact that we asked for report back, did not do a single follow-up on any of these municipalities. My proposal would be, like we said the last time in the reports, that they need to come to us on a frequent basis, both the administrator and the municipality itself, that we actually include steps that there needs to be a blacklist for these guys, and there also needs to be police action or criminal action against these members. Nothing prevents us as a committee to say that this person bankrupt the municipality. Why do we not include such consequence management steps in the reports already? That would send a signal to people who would have municipalities that are likely to be put under Section 139 to make sure that they get the municipality in a state where that is not the next step. So my proposal would seriously be for us to, although we can discuss this in more detail a bit later, to include in these reports some form of consequent management already, to say that these are the steps to make sure that these people who bankrupt the municipality don't just get redeployed somewhere else, and that the administrator that the province appoints in these 139(1)(b)s are actually properly qualified and report back to us. Under those circumstances, 139(1)(b) will work. But under the current circumstances, we've got it on paper, it looks lovely, but in practice, 139(1)(a), (b), (c), none of them actually work at this stage.
That's okay.
Because we don't have any implementation afterwards.
I suggest that we move on a note, okay, on our meter.
Chair, if you remember, in our first report, it's the first thing that we bring.
Yes.
That consequence management, where we've picked up that there are irregular issues picked up, should be one of the things that make sure it cuts across the report.
Yes.
And the second one, we talk to the security of the administrator.
Yes.
My third point is that Section 139 that we are discussing in terms of the two reports, the Majibeng and this one that we are debating now, we agree that we should go ahead with that.
Yes.
But we did again say we need regular 6 months reports so that we see that if there is progress in terms of Section 139, so that our comfort of this committee, yes, the issue of revisiting later and discuss the whole notion of 139, we can do it, but having a process of monitoring our way.
Yes. Yes, we all agree. We will put it differently. We all agree about consequence management. We agree about security. We agree about follow-ups, regular reports. We all agree about those things. Can we move? I see many hands now. Zandamela, you come, follow. You follow the three of you, then we wrap up.
So that we save time.
Yes.
as you said, all those things that are being raised, consequence management, security and all that, can they all form part of this recommendation?
Yeah, they are. Most of them are.
In all the reports.
Yeah, so, but we've got to... Yeah, okay.
I'm suggesting that there is an item number 9 of deliberation.
Yes, let's, we'll deliberate.
Other things, yeah.
Yeah, I felt that's wonderful. It covers everything.
Yeah.
I'm not going to allow any deliberations
exactly.
Now up until we finish, we cover the last item. Yes.
What?
Unless the deliberations will pertain to the report that is on the table.
Discussion later.
Yes. General discussion will come later, yes. I think it suffices. You want to still come?
Yes, no. I think Honorable Zanda Mera has seconded the motion.
Yes, that's right.
I wanted to do exactly that.
Okay. Okay, so I Lekwataimani is where I always remember Honorable Fayela. He says it's where he felt that I was to be attacked in that municipality, and there was this guy who came charged before me, and the problems are the same, recommendations are the same, and I propose that in all this report, we incorporate consequence management, security, and all of that. Do you agree with Dr. Lekwataimani?
The city of Lekwataimani. You must tell us the town
chair. Oh, it's Christiana. Sorry, it's Christiana. It's Christiana. Christiana.
No.
No, it's Christiana. We were in Christiana.
Oh, okay.
Before you adopt, you must give Councillor Oyivan.
No, you can do it. I want you to do it.
Honorable special.
Yeah, but you have to do it. Yeah. I want you to do it. I want to remind you one thing. You are alive. You have to do it.
You reject.
Yeah, but you know, during the deliberations, I want to know why, and we'll have to deliberate very nicely. So, okay, let's go to Rato. Rato is where we were moving from Naledi and went to the venue, and they said we must go to another venue, and we refused. We said we are okay there. Yes. And that they told us that they were to go to court that Thursday. By the way, they lost that case. Can we move for the adoption for Lekwataimani? Who? You move, you second. So you are second.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, you said you reject.
Okay,
you reject. Rato is the one that I've just...
All of them.
All of them.
What's the city of
it is Sitakole. Sitakole, very close to Freiburg.
Close
to the other rival. Yes. Delaray. Any mover for the... You even taught that song. General, general.
That's a cheap shot. That's a low blow.
That one that you were asking about the money, and there was no forensic investigation. That is the one that we said they must put forensic investigation.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He's incorporated in the report as well.
Yes.
Okay, fine. JB Max? JB Max is where we couldn't because we... Oh, I'm reminded that I must always say who moves for the adoption, who seconds. Mola moves for the adoption for the RACO. Seconda is Baron Fayela, and the DA rejects. JB Max, it is where we put in.
DA rejects.
You reject what? Well, what are you rejecting?
They don't know.
What are you rejecting? You reject the adoption. You say we mustn't invoke section 1391B.
Yeah.
That's what you are saying.
You must leave the municipality.
Your members in JB Max will fight you.
No, I've got the proof here.
What proof?
Of the members of JB Max.
Yeah, they want the 1391B.
No, not with what is happening now.
I don't know.
That they didn't come to the
Yeah, they didn't come to the meeting and we approve it.
We approve it.
Yes. Mola support seconda honorable leader. The last one. Naledi. I want to hear Naledi. Naledi.
No.
Naledi, it is that guy from Ekuhule, from Joburg, the one who's dynamic. That guy, yes. That one. In Freiburg. We approve it.
Yeah.
Honorable Mola, Seconda, Honorable Mita, I'm done.
Yeah,
let's have a discussion, deliberations on, I'm happy that we have adopted, but I want us to talk about 139. Spend maybe 30 minutes just dealing with 139 about our general observations, where we think there are weaknesses, what we think has got to be done. But before that, I see the hand of the research, the legal advisor. Let us just get the advice first before we discuss.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, on the last one, I'm not sure the Naledi one, Chair.
Naledi, yes.
Yes, Chair. Our sufficient advice, Chair, because I see that you approve. Yeah?
You must condone.
No, we note, Chene. Because remember, Chene, in terms of the law, it's supposed to approve within 180 days.
Yes.
And then 180 days of this one expired.
Yes.
In an age.
Naled, yes, I remember. That's a good point.
By operation of the law, the intervention has not taken place because it is led back to the Cedar Court. So we know that there was this intervention which was presented to the committee by the executive, and then because of the opposition of the law,
yeah,
we could not approve.
Yes.
And therefore we noted, and then when we reported the committee, we said if the PEC still wants the intervention, they could re-table it. But as far as the intervention is concerned, it's still gone.
Why don't we, if I may ask, why don't we do condemnation?
We don't have
powers, Chair. We don't have powers for late submission. Yes, I want to know.
Chair, remember, ours is to approve or disapprove.
Yeah.
You cannot condone.
Within this time.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying in respect of the dates, which we are supposed to do it in 180,
yes, sir.
And we can't do it. We didn't do it in 180.
Yes,
it means it falls. It falls away.
Yes, sir. Constitutionally, it goes back. There was no intervention. But what you can do is that if they still want
to, oh yes,
they should retake it.
Yes. Okay, fine. That's what we are going to say to the House, that we didn't approve it on time, and that we are not approving it now. It means the intervention falls away. There is no longer intervention. And if the PEC wants to do it, they can restart the process. But I don't think that they are going to do it again. No, but it's okay. I understand you. Without arguing with you, I understand you. I understand. I don't know. Because there is a big fight that these interventions are not working. Now let's deliberate. Because what you should empower me to do is to make proper observations about Section 139,
yeah,
and what is it that we think needs to happen. Let me put up my notes very well. Can I move around or start this side? Because it would seem that everybody wants to have a bite,
okay, right,
in terms of what must happen. Yes. I'll start with you, Honorable Fayela.
Honorable Chair, during our business,
hello?
Yeah.
Yes. 1-2. Chair, during our visit, we have seen the West. Now, I just want to check with the law, what does it say? Do we need to go according to 139 ABC, or we can go as far as C without going to A and B? Let's say now the MEC recommend the A or the B, then when we come to on site, we see that this thing is no more deserve A, B, it deserves C. Then we recommend to the minister to go as far as C without going these steps. Because in some of the municipalities, like the Kwaitaiman, the one that was on the first floor.
That was Mamusa.
Mamusa.
Where we have a serious havoc.
Yes.
Then, really, according to my own view, some of the municipalities that we attended there don't deserve even B. It must go straight to C.
And to just clarify, it got C. We gave it C 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
It's gone. They are preparing for the elections now. That one that we were on top,
yeah.
we red carded.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it's gone.
But my point stands. Can you recommend C when the minister recommends B?
No, we can't. It is not us who recommends. Ours is to approve, as the legal advisor said. We either approve or we disapprove. That's our job. But we can recommend, in our view, that this B of yours doesn't work. We think that we must impose serious measures to intervene.
Sorry.
Yes.
Chief.
You just want to clarify that point?
Yeah, I just want to say something.
Yes.
I received there today at 1400 hours, there will be MEC Gordon Kekakwirwe invited the council to attend a meeting in council today.
Where?
In Mamusa.
Yes.
We're talking about Mamusa now.
Yeah.
Okay. But the ANC councillors has already appointed an advocate and they appealed on the 139-1C. So they are not going to attend this. I received this from one of the ANC colleagues there. Yes. That they're not going to attend that because the reason why they say is, and that's the reason why I told you also, the administrator that was appointed is not fit for purpose in that specific area. And she did not, until today, did anything that was required from her to do in that municipality. And that is the crux of the thing. If you go and you go back to her terms of reference on which she was appointed, she had to see that she comply with advertising for senior managers, posts, all those things, and nothing has been done in that time.
Yeah, but we have said that. That was our observation, that administrator is not helpful in, you remember, it was that colored lady in Mamusa. We said that this one would not help us. And if anyone goes to court, it's fine. Let them go to court. It is within their right to exercise that power. But as far as we know, is that the municipality is dissolved. The approval is granted. And that they've got to do the administrative things. And if they go to God, they will on their own ventilate it in court. But just where I see it, I don't see how they are going to succeed.
They can succeed on this thing that the administrator did not follow the terms of reference.
Oh. Well, okay. let us not be adjudicated. Babam Farela, I'm not lying. I'm not moving. I'm there. Babam Farela, are you done with your observations, general observations about 139? Are you done? You're done. Honorable Zandamela?
I wanted to check if you want to respond to...
No, we don't respond. I noted his observations.
Oh, okay.
We noted observations.
All right, that's fine. Okay.
Yes, and we must move quick because there is another meeting now at 11. Yes.
So this thing.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, we deliberating on the issues of the intervention. But firstly, I heard the chairperson saying that he's got the white paper that you submitted and with regard to section 139.
On my own.
Share with the committee.
I will. It's good observations. I'll do that at some point.
And then the second thing is, as you see, all right, it's fine. I'll talk to you. Now, one of the problems that are, of the things that are happening in these 139, and I partly agree with the Honorable Chairman. The problem with these 139 is the recycling of these administrators. We saw this thing when we were in Limpopo. That CFO of Makado was at some point working in Bembe district. You could see they are recycling these people in the 139 section. That is why the 139 section, they will never get it right. They will never get it right.
Can I make a firm proposal, if you don't mind? I'm quite worried about time. It's 2 minutes before the next meeting of the security WASNAT. Can I make a proposal that next week we come in to spend the whole time? It will be the time for the committee to just discuss 139.
Sure.
That we let's prepare ourselves for a very, very good comprehensive discussion on 139 about our observations. We are not calling anybody, we just coming to lock ourselves, just discussing 139, sharing our experiences, case by case, municipality by municipality, what is happening in those municipalities, and what needs to be done. Is that okay?
Sure.
Yes. The last point.
I support you.
Oh yes, thank you very much. The last point. Please, clean up your diary. Next week, Friday, the 8th, we having a long day session as this committee on a Friday. We are inviting the 5 top municipalities in terms of irregular expenditure for the financial year 17 and 18. 5 top municipalities in the country. Number one is Nelson Mandela Metro Bay. We call in the mayor, the municipal manager, and the chairperson of MPEC.
Okay.
Let me just finish.
I just want to ask.
Yes.
When you give a municipality, I would like you to clarify who is governing in that municipality, so that we can better prepare.
No, it doesn't matter. You check it on your own. You know it, man. You know, it doesn't matter. I'm mentioning them by sequence. The first one is Nelson Mandela Metro Municipality. They have an irregular expenditure of 12.4 billion rands accumulated over the last 3 years. It's big. Doesn't matter. The second year is O.R. Tambo District Municipality in the Eastern Cape. The third one is Johannesburg Metro. The fourth one is Matosana in the Northwest. And the fifth one is Mogalakwena in Limpopo. We are inviting all of them. They are the top in terms of the Auditor General's report. They are the top municipalities in terms of irregular expenditure, amounting to 71 billion rands.
How much is
O.R. Tambo? I think it's 4. Waga. Was not. We inviting the mayor, the municipal manager, and the chairperson of MPEC of each municipality. They will stand there, and the way we are structuring it, we want to give one municipality an hour of engagement, so that we have more time. That they must tell us the story why they behave like this. It will be on a Friday. I know that Friday members like to go home, but on that Friday from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, we are in that session with the 5 top municipalities. The following week, we invite in the 10 municipalities that OSCOM. That OSCOM, you know them. If you want to see them, you just go to the Auditor General's report. You know them. We call them. They come here. Some few questions. Number one, number two, number three.
No, it's a question for me. It's a recommendation to you, Chair, and the House. How would it be if, in your delegation that you invite to these 5 municipalities, you include it had happened of this committee, a copter in provinces.
Oh, yes.
They have an oversight.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Is that a recommendation?
Yes, it's a good recommendation. It's a good. Actually, I don't even want the MECs. I want those direct engagement with them.
Oh,
we are also inviting the Office of the Auditor General to come and really confirm to us what happened with the five municipalities in the country, and that we invite in National Treasury as well, so that we scrutinize the financial health of those municipalities. It's going to be a very good day for us. Honorable Michalakis.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, when you said the five top municipalities, I almost got excited because I thought I'm going to see some of my colleagues, but what you actually meant was the five worst, and then I realized that my colleagues won't be under that.
I do
just want to make a comment to say thank you.
I
just want to actually, from my side, say thank you to you for that.
Yes.
Because we've been waiting for a very long time to actually have that opportunity to engage with
you.
So I would be very, very happy to engage with your colleagues. Thank you very much.
Yes, no, it's okay. We're inviting the Auditor General, we're inviting National Treasury, we're inviting the five top worst municipalities in terms. We could make it 10, but we don't have time. We want to grill
five.
We want to pay attention to the five.
Can we bring General Polomisa here as well?
Yeah, maybe. But the chairperson of MPEC, the mayor, and the municipal manager of all those municipalities. And then we must confirm by this week who's not come, who's giving problems, so that we summon them, that they must be here. We bring them by force because we want them. The time to play marbles is over. We must confront them.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much. I'm done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.